daycare centers and night schools. Handle me with her.
Good afternoon. Thanks for joining the show. Avid Bray, good to have you here. Tuesday lunch hour on a fairly nice day weather-wise. Looks like we're going to hit highs of, I'm seeing in the province, 23, 24 degrees. Not bad at all for a early May day. Not even on the long weekend. Sadly, the long weekend weather doesn't look quite as good as what we are going to get here today in the next couple of days. But nonetheless, long weekend is in our sights, just a few days away now. Hey, it's also Nurse Appreciation Week this week. This is a job that I'm always appreciative of the people who are willing to train and become a nurse. I know lots of them have lots of friends. I've even got a few in my family. Not an easy job, and I feel like the caseload, the amount of work that you're taking on is not getting any lighter. We talk often about the backlogs in the healthcare system and what that means and what it means for the people that are working in the system. Nurses will tell us often across Saskatchewan, the system is stretched thin. We've got staffing shortages. That's a constant thing. We see that in every shift, in every ward, in every community. There's more patients. It's an environment that is very, very tough to work in. Yet, we continually hear praise and appreciation for healthcare workers. And so today, particularly, we are focused on nurses during Nurse Appreciation Week. In fact, I'm happy to say we've connected with the president of the Saskatchewan Union of Nurses, Bryce Boynton, by phone. Bryce, thanks so much for taking the call and happy Nurses Appreciation Week.
Thank you, Evan. Thanks for having me and happy National Nurses Week to all the nurses out there.
How many nurses do we have in Saskatchewan?
Oh, there's quite a few. So with our union, we represent just around 11,000 there, and that's registered nurses, registered psychiatric nurses, and nurse practitioners. But it's also important that we don't forget our licensed practical nurse family that are with some other organizations.
So I made the comment getting into this segment that we are always short, it seems, on resources. Part of it is we need to fill the vacancies that exist, but part of it is, too, we've got a lot of people. We've got a lot more patients that are coming through the doors. Do you have an idea? Are you able to put your finger on what the number is that we're short in the province?
The exact number, you know, it's there's hundreds, but that's just the vacancies now. You know, you've also acknowledged that we've had an increase in population, so that means we need to reassess our baselines. Our baselines are no longer relevant, and we're seeing even places that are fully staffed are still stretched so thin. And you know, nurses, we have solutions for that. You know, it's quite relevant that you ask the question. You know, this year's theme for Nurses Week is it's the power of nurses to transform health. And I think it's really important and timely that we look at that theme, because what's great about this week, it's not just a celebration, it's a chance for reflection. And the reason we're talking to nurses, there's no other group of professionals that touch so many lives in so many places at so many stages as you just mentioned in your opening there. You know, whether it's your first breath or your last, nurses are there. Whatever community you're in, whether it's rural, remote, city, we're there. Whatever area of healthcare, we're there. We are the largest group of healthcare professionals in this system. And when you think about that, just imagine how much knowledge we hold, how much expertise we have. And we're wanting to take an opportunity this week to highlight the role we can have in transforming healthcare, as long as we make sure we're including nurses in the conversation and truly listening to what they're saying, because you've outlined some major issues that are going on, and nurses, we have some answers on how to fix those.
So on that note, I know it was back in March, the Saskatchewan government did a news release announcing the framework for that nursing task force. So this has been talked about for a while. How's it going? Have you had meetings? Are we making any headway?
It's slow moving. I'll be fully transparent about that. It's slow moving. We're set to meet over the summer here some more. But it doesn't mean we can't continue to do some work in the meantime, and have some of those conversations, whether it's in development of government policy and bringing us into the fold and the conversations before it's implemented and in public settings. I think that's a great start.
Bryce Boynton is my guest today, president of the Saskatchewan Union of Nurses. So, Bryce, if we look at the number of nurses we have and the number we need, often that causes us to look at both ends, recruitment and retention. How are we doing in both categories? Let's start with recruitment. Are we bringing in the numbers that we need to?
Well, I don't want to be completely saying no, because, you know, I want to acknowledge there's some efforts taking place to recruit people, and I applaud those efforts, and I think we need to almost double down on them. But on top of that, I think, you know, recruitment's great, but we need to make sure we have a place that's acceptable to recruit them into. And we do that by ensuring, you know, we have a good workplace, a good work environment, we have the resources we need to do our job. Most importantly, we need someone to train and mentor those nurses we're recruiting. And we do that through retention of our experienced, later in career nurses. And those people, they are not feeling valued. They're not feeling the love, right at this moment. And so that's where I think we need to really put a lot of our efforts in, is that retention of those mid to late career nurses who have so much expertise, who bring so much value, not just as mentors to new nurses, but to patient experience and to keeping this health system afloat.
What could we do? I was going to say, what could we do to retain them?
For sure. Well, most importantly, they want to feel valued. So making sure they're involved in the conversations when it comes to change, like I said at the start. But what we're really pushing for, and what we think is what we believe and know is a great asset, not just for nurses, but for patients, is things like implementation of safe registered nurse to patient ratios. What that means is for every nurse, they're responsible for this set amount of patients. And that varies based on what setting you're in, because every setting has different requirements. But, you know, we're seeing this being implemented. It's been in California for decades. It's been in BC now for a little bit. It's happening in Nova Scotia. It's being talked about in Manitoba. And so I think this is the best week we can say, let's bring that to Saskatchewan right now. It's not just for nurses. It's not simply about workload. It's about patient safety. It's about quality care. It's about reducing burnout and keeping those experienced nurses at the bedside. And ultimately, it's about making sure that patients, you, the taxpayers of Saskatchewan that are funding this system, are getting the attention and care you deserve as citizens of Saskatchewan.
Bryce Boynton is my guest. I haven't talked to you, I don't think, since the provincial budget came out this spring. How did that budget align with some of the challenges that you're seeing?
You know, it's unfortunate. You know, I do want to applaud, you know, the commitment to address some of the issues, but I think there were some missed marks. And ultimately there wasn't enough consultation with registered nurses involved in that. You know, we saw not just the budget, but the patient first plan come along with that. And, you know, if you look through it, there's very little mention of registered nurses throughout it, and no real human resource plan on how to retain them. And so, yeah, that's a little frustrating when you see that. You know, we are the largest group of professionals within the healthcare system, and yet we don't seem to get much attention in those plans. And I don't know who's going to help these patients if it isn't nurses. So when we're talking about patient first, it needs to include nurses in that conversation.
That patient first model of care talks about accessibility, you know, trying to shorten the wait times. And I know urgent care centers were one of the ways in which they tried to relieve the pressure from ERs. From a nursing perspective, thoughts on these urgent care centers? We've got one, but we've got a few more planned in the next year or two.
Yeah, urgent care centers, they're great in theory. They are an opportunity to take away some of that workload from the emergency rooms, especially if it's not a true emergency. And it's also a chance it's an additional access point, which is great. We always want to support increased accessibility. And so that's where we do align with that patient first, is the accessibility point. But what we're seeing is, unfortunately, these urgent care centers just aren't quite up to what they were planned to be. They're not operating 24/7. We're also seeing more people use them as a walk-in clinic at this point, because there's a lack of accessibility points in other areas like primary care. We just, you know, we've heard recently that, you know, a third of people in Saskatchewan can access a primary care provider, whether that be a family nurse practitioner or a family doctor. And so they're having to find a new way to be seen. And unfortunately, it's in places like urgent care centers or emergency rooms. And so when those urgent care centers close, we're right back to flooding the emergency rooms. So we need to really focus on staffing so that these urgent care centers that are being built can be used as they're intended to be.
What about some of the out-of-the-box thinking we've seen? You know, the introduction of the concept of virtual appointments. We are seeing expanded scope of mandate, nurse practitioners you've talked about, but even I think about the Healthline 811. We did a feature on the show about that. We've talked about some expanded responsibilities to pharmacists. Do all of these things help with the burden that ultimately helps these frontline nurses in terms of quality of life through their job?
Absolutely. Whenever there, if we can increase services, if we can increase access points, that's great for the public. But in order to, whether it's new infrastructure, new programs, new virtual services, new in-person services, they all require people to work them, right? And that's us registered nurses. And so we need to make sure that we're not just talking about building, but we need to make sure we have the workers behind it that are going to keep it functioning.
Bryce Boynton is my guest. Almost out of time, but I also wanted to chat with you. I was at the hospital with a family member a few weeks ago and experienced for the first time the metal detectors in the emergency ward. Has that made a difference? Are nurses feeling safer?
It's hard to really say because it takes time to really study those things to make sure we can give you a good answer or a proper answer. But on top of that, you know, it's one entrance those are at, and there's many entrances to a hospital. So it's hard for us to say that it's going to solve all the problems because, you know, I myself, I visited a hospital post metal detector. I walked right by the one, and then I also had the opportunity to go through in a different entrance, and there's no metal detector there. And so I think it's a good step in the right direction, but we've got a long way to go there. And I think there's other things like those nurse-patient ratios that we were talking about to help with safety. You know, when we have enough nurses, we're not just able to help patients more, we're also able to watch each other's backs more and help each other out. So I think that is a great focus. You know, metal detectors are one thing, but again, nothing can be done without the staffing to support it. So that's what we're trying to bring home this Nurses Week, is focusing on those nurse-led solutions to resolving some of these issues in healthcare, because nurses, they are incredibly smart. They are experts in what they do. They are specialized in so many different areas. We need to make sure we have them involved in that decision making because they see it every day. They know what they're doing. They can link the difference between the policy and what's actually happening in practice.
I hope that nursing task force gets going and gets some momentum because I do feel like that is a way for nurses to have their voices heard, their opinions, and their solutions for some changes that could be made within the system. So it is my hope, maybe Bryce, between now and when you and I chat next, you'll have some good updates for us there.
Yeah, I hope I have a better update for you. But, you know, I just want to kind of say to the public, and just before we run out of time here, because I know we don't have too much time, but first I want to thank the public for everyone who is, you know, approaching a nurse and thanking them for the work they do. Thank you for that. It's good to show appreciation, not just this week, but all year round, but especially this week. But I also want to highlight, you know, despite all these challenges that we talk about, you know, despite nurses being stretched so thin, they don't know if they can stay in the system any longer. Despite them facing violence every day, they still continue to show up. They advocate, they continue to care for people during the hardest moments of their lives. And that's why this year's theme of making sure we allow nurses the power to transform health is so important. It's not theoretical. We see it every day across Saskatchewan, every community, every care setting. Nurses are not just caring for patients. They're identifying solutions. They're helping hold up communities and systems that are close to breaking apart. And they're ready to be a part of building that stronger healthcare system for the future. So this Nursing Week, let's make sure we celebrate nurses, not just for the care they provide, but for all that expertise and leadership and the ideas that they bring to fix this healthcare system for everybody.
Bryce, thanks so much for your time. We'll talk again soon.
Yeah, thanks for having me, and see you next time. And happy Nurses Week to all the nurses out there.
Bryce Boynton is the president of the Saskatchewan Union of Nurses, representing thousands of nurses in the province of Saskatchewan on this Nurse Appreciation Week. You know a nurse, you've got one in your family, maybe you're dealing with one through a healthcare issue that you've got at the hospital or wherever you're at. If you have the opportunity, A quick thanks would be greatly appreciated. We'll take our break, come back to finish up here, 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.